שוס, משגיח שלי של נאווים, נאיו, אדונים, together in the old site of Yankee Moishe and most of you here don't remember him. He was a shiur for decades in the yeshiva and was a shiur for a year or so. And it left a tremendous impact. Each one of you is in some way impacted by what he was. What he was an embodiment of Avas HaTev. He loved her. Day and night, Yegiah and Torah, in full Kedushin. And he imparted that to his Talmidim. Anyone who went through his shears, saw the Nesikus of Torah, is telling the Talmud in the sequence of Torah. It's like when he said it, Asrova is like he was like dripping, honey dripping out of his mouth. That's how sweet he felt it was, and imparted that idea to his Talmidim. The emphasis is that anyone that's Yegiah and Torah, the Gemara says, even the Torah are like an imshel to shtei imay, to a baby nursing, just like a baby has unlimited taste from the tom that he nurses from his mother. Similarly, a person who learns Torah has constant taste, constant tom, constant sweetness in the Torah that he learns. The yisod of Galeski Zunifov's learning was there was no such thing as an easy Gemara. No such thing as learning a thing superficially. Everything he learned in compass. Everything he noticed of the detail of the Rashi, of the Tosfos, he learned it by Amkis. He didn't run through anything. We think there's a mistake. Nowadays in yeshivas they have a Bekiyus Seder and an Eden Seder. That's a mistake. There's no such thing as a Bekiyus Seder. Bekiyus Seder, the way it's translated, means that you learn superficially. You don't bother to ask questions, you don't bother to say tehutzim. You learn superficially. You just get the idea of the Gemara, the Shachatah, the Gemara, and that's it. That's a mistake. There's no such thing. I remember an Odom Gogol once told me, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, at that time they had the key, in America they never had it anymore. They copied it from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to have a key Seder, Ian Seder. So he told me once, when he first heard about it, he said, and I never heard of the word Bekiyus. There's such a thing as learning, less Rishonim or more Rishonim. Imagine that's such a thing. But to learn superficially, not to ask a question, not to be Medayik in a Loshon. You don't have to find all the Lutzim, but you have to be Medayik in a Loshon. To ask why. Why is this Loshon here? Why is the Loshon different? What's Rashi saying here? What's the role of this thing? What's the tzushtel? To ask, you have to ask. You can't find all the stories. And you don't have to look no Rishonim. It's enough to learn Tosfos. That's the pshat. You have a second Seder in order. How come you get ideas? A person goes to the yeshiva and they learn only 20 blot a year. They'll be a bit on Moritz and not know anything. They won't be able to talk, have a conversation with Tom Chochem. You want to see Haskul in the Talmud Chacham. So you have to have ideas. But the ideas are with Yegiah. They were hard work. Kolevsky, everything he learned was with Yegiah. And because of that, two things. Number one, he remembered everything because when he learned something with Yegiah, he remembered. Secondly, he was full of tradition. That's why he was always happy. That's why the honey was always dripping from his mouth. Because there was always tradition. When he learned with Yegiah, he always understood something more deeply. And the Torah, is sweet. The more you understand it, the sweeter it is, the shmakier it is, and the more you enjoy it. Originally, maybe first stages of learning, like an apprentice. The apprentice has to learn how to use a saw. Apprentice a carpenter, how to use all the equipment. But after he learns how to do it, he works without any problems, and he can enjoy the labor of the fruit of his labor. Zobazach is a person who learns to after he learns how to learn a piece of Gemara. There's no limit to the gishmakai, to the sweetness. Avoso tishge tomin, it says. The person can walk around like a meshugana. He's thinking and learning. Thinking of a chidush, thinking of a kashya. Tishge, he's like a meshugana. He has nothing else on his mind but his madness. That's the only thing. So that was his yigiyah. Calls him to have the hanoah, the secrets of Torah. That yigiyah satorah, there's no such thing as an easy gemara for him. Sometimes people skim over gemaras. To him, it was a shver gemara. It was something to chidush, something to understand, something to uncover. When he uncovered it, that's a chidush. And that chidush is good in simcha. Torah is good in meaning. The motion is, choose food. You take it in your mouth, it causes you pleasure because you have taste buds in your tongue and palate that respond to the flavor inside the food. It's not something you have to be mechavim to. Tainuhat, when you eat, you put something in your mouth, it has to touch the taste buds. The same thing is true. When you learn Torah b'iyun, it has to touch the taste buds of the seichel, which the seichel has taste buds, as a mushroom. It has sensory parts of it, which enjoys a soul, which enjoys an understanding, enjoys an amkis. So it's constant pleasure in someone who can be only with the amkis of Torah. That's the, I would say, the imparted. Those who learned in the Shir, many of you, or you say, Magidi Shir, or Abrechim in the Shir, imparted to those who heard Shemi Likhai, imparted the fact that a person is again Torah and Yigiyah causes Avasat Torah and Einigat Torah. So we have to emulate this Mahalach, learn B'iyun, learn everything B'iyun, but B'iyun Kal. B'iyun Kal means learning with one with places, but understanding it with everything which you do, understanding it well. Because you have to have ideas. You can't just stick learn all of the Rishonim and everything. That's for the morning. Give you a Mahalach and learning. But the afternoon has to be learning for ideas, but learning with understanding. And that's how you become, slowly but surely, you get an idea in all of Shas. So this is the Zeicha that we commemorate today. We bring up, we don't just commemorate, but we have to learn from his ways, take his ways, and learn with the Cheshek, with the Yigiyah. Beis Hashem, Shigim Yigim Nishmosoi, and all of us who deserve to become Nichachomim, to learn Torah, to Einig, to Yigiyah, behind the Hach, Einig and Yigiyah are one thing.